The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
How long, I mean, okay, I've known you almost 20 years. How long have we talked about me doing a cleanse?
Too many to count.
I know. We don't really talk about a reset. We have to do this episode. I'm dying to do this episode.
I know, because it's really more about how to maintain this lifestyle as opposed to like a quick fix. Like a powder and a juice, that's not always the answer.
And I pretty much research the best cleanse, reset, spa from here to Europe to Australia. I love it. I have been a fan of our two guests today for a very long time. I'm super excited. I'm super excited to take notes. I'm happy for our listeners that we get to have you both. Their motto is that health is the ultimate luxury. And it's true. It's really such a luxury. Today, we're going to get into taking advantage and being our best, healthiest, the most motivated self through the idea of real lasting reset. You guys, meet Sue and Alex Glasscock. They are a married, beautiful couple. They are the owners of a spa, cleanse, reset, vacation, place of happiness called The Ranch. And it's amazing. And I'm so happy you guys are here. It has become the hottest, the most sought after wellness retreat, started in Malibu. You have clients from all over the world. You have a wait list. Emisha and I are on it. You have celebrity. You have CEOs. Your mission is to improve the clients' lives while also improving your health. This whole episode is really going to be dedicated, you guys, to reset, since the two of you are really great at it. You've done it for a long time. And now The Ranch is going, I mean, they've gone to Italy. They're going to Ojai. So more people all over the world can do it. I'm going to try it. I'm slightly scared.
We're coming.
So happy. We're so happy you're here.
We're so happy to be here. And don't be scared.
I mean, listen, we had an extremely hard year last year, the both of us. We're going to probably delve into it a little bit more this year, but just creating that space, creating that moment. And it's not about a New Year's goal. I mean, we say it is, but it's not. We really want to delve into, how do we bring the ranch home? We have a million questions. But before we dive in, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your backgrounds and what led you to create the ranch? And we want to know, like, going to experience Yellowstone? Are we going to meet Kevin Costner? Like, what is going to happen?
You never know.
You
never know. Well, I'm Sue, as Molly said, and I am actually from the Midwest. I'm from Michigan. So I've been in California the 35 years. And my background is in design and gardening and interiors, that kind of thing. Although my entire life, I have loved nature and exercise, sports, and always, even as a younger person, child, I was really interested in nutrition. So The ranch came later in our journey. I had a moment at university where I was not healthy, which was great because it also taught me so much about how good it really felt to be healthy and then how bad it felt to not be healthy.
You know, healthy is a weird word. It's like, you know, oh, I want to eat healthier. Like we put this blank, which I want to get into, like what is really healthy. And we're not going to go like what is really organic because that's 12 episodes.
Well, a lot of it's like how you feel.
So absolutely.
We equate health with, you know, how your body feels, how it's supporting you. And yeah, just generally your
body, your mind, your spirit. When you wake up in the morning, what's your first thought? Mm-hmm. How do you feel when you're going to bed?
Yeah, mental health has a role in physical health.
Definitely.
And what was the ultimate step of creating the ranch? What were your goals?
So we had a lot of ideas about how we wanted to live our lives throughout our adulthood. And it checked a lot of boxes. Sue was great in design. We had experience in construction and creating beautiful infrastructure. And we knew we could create a beautiful campus. And then we also deeply care about our guest experience. So whether it's friends coming to our home or getting together with family, creating an environment that made people feel really comfortable and could let their guard down and be fun. And we truly believe that creating a place where people could come and reset and have a transformative experience with a very nurturing, positive staff was something we would feel really good about doing for the rest of our lives.
So for our listeners who don't know what the ranch is, tell us. If we were to walk in your door and, you know, describe your home away from home, which is the ranch, what is the special sauce?
Ooh, I think that the ranch, to me, is one of the biggest things is it embodies nature. You are just embraced by nature everywhere you look. The design is beautiful, but it really focuses on nature and not any disruption of nature. And I feel like it's adult camp, even though kids come too. When you come to the ranch, the minute you come in, you can become a child. You don't have to think about anything. You don't plan anything. You don't choose between broccoli or kale. We wake you up with Tibetan charms. And one of the most cathartic things is going back and being cared for like a child, because we make so many decisions in our life all the time. And that's hard on our bodies, minds, and spirits. So
we want to come. You can just sign us up right now.
Should
we don't
take
have to
you
make
with
a decision. We'll just take, we'll go
with,
back
with
in
no
your purse.
Kids. No kids.
With no kids.
Mention bringing kids. What is it that people typically, like the majority of guests, do they come because they're looking to have just fun? Or are they looking to, you know, better themselves mentally, physically? Is it just like a vacation? Like, what would you say the majority of people are drawn to? Because I want to come for a lot of reasons.
So that's a really good question. I would say that clearly people are coming because they want a result. They want a measurable result in a short amount of time.
Can you give them that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We keep doing it. We've been doing it for 12 years and half of the guests come back each week. So we feel like we are. But I think it's important to share that we're a no options program. So people are coming from all over the world because they know once they check in, if they follow the daily routine, which starts at 5:30 in the morning until dinner time at and concluding at 8, that we're taking them on this kind of rigorous but low impact journey. And it's 4 hours of hiking in the mountains in the morning after stretch. And then we come back for lunch. And then the afternoon, after nap time, which the guests love.
It's a highlight.
We do fitness class, yoga, meditation time. You get a massage every afternoon, which is like dessert. And then you have dinner and you can stay up as late as you like, but everyone's usually sleeping by 8 or 8:30.
I think for me not to have to make a decision. Mm. Even driving here when you were speaking, I'm like, okay, how many decisions did I make? And it's only 10 o'clock in the morning in LA. I've already made four.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing is Sue mentioned that it's childlike and it's camp-like. And so we do this kind of high-low thing where we don't have TVs in the rooms. The guests have walkie-talkies. So they need them on trail, but if they need any help while they're on campus, we communicate with walkie-talkies. And then we also have very comfortable beds, beautiful clean linens. The rooms are impeccably clean because that's a big thing for a lot of travelers. If you don't have a clean room or a beautifully appointed room, then you can't let go. And so...
No, listen, I mean, your aesthetic is super high-end, super chic. And I do think that... And that also attracts a certain, you know, crowd or people, persons from all over the world. So I do... Listen, I love a nice room. I do. I can't rent...
Like, you know, we rent a house for summer. Like, you know, in the summer, I need it to... I'm not sitting on a chintz floral couch. Like, it's just... I'd rather stay at home.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Your program has a little bit transformed. Originally, people came to the ranch for weight loss. Now it's a little bit, do people lose weight when they're there? Because I know, I'm sorry, I have to ask this. I want to know this. Our listeners want to know.
People do lose weight.
Yeah.
It's not always the presenting reason that they're coming.
That's the measurable result you're saying?
Well, but the measurable result, we care about fat loss and muscle gain. We don't talk about weight loss. And the differentiator is that scientifically, medically, losing fat and gaining muscle and having a leaner body leads to a more healthy, vibrant life and more longevity. So I think that's really important to distinguish that. And so that's why people may come, but then they come back, I think, because they feel so cared for and they can really unplug. And you know, for multitasking professionals and moms and company owners to go to a place where they can trust that they can truly unplug and be cared for, and they can trust the staff to care for them, and they can learn a lot that they can take back, you know, when they go back home is one of the reasons.
Starla is the first and only premium alcohol-removed wine created for wine lovers wishing to nix the spirits but savor the experience. They're the lowest calorie, lowest sugar, and lowest carbs non-alcoholic wine of any wine on the market. It's pretty cool, right? And by the way, 2 out of 5 adults will be participating in Dry January 2023. It's truly becoming a phenomenon. Sober curiosity. We get into it all. The benefits, how it makes you feel, why it's sometimes worth doing. Now I want to tell you a little bit about the different types of wine offerings because they really do taste like the real thing. And by the way, these make such great hostess gifts. So they have a red blend that's a mix of aromatics featuring hints of sweet dark cherry, blackberry, bergamot, black pepper with a little French lavender. It's bold. It's good. It has a Cabernet feel. And it's dry for those out there who don't like really anything too acidic like myself. There is a great sparkling rosé. It has a blend of bright botanicals, strawberry blossoms, citrus, lychee with a sweet gardenia effervescence. Am I selling this? It's amazing. And lastly, their Sauvignon Blanc has a delicious, light, and crisp note, a little bit of a wild honeysuckle, rosemary, pear, and lemon balm, finished with a sultry white peach blossom infusion. California grown, California made. You guys, I can't wait for you guys all to try it. Let me know what you think. Use code LIPSTICK20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Visit StarlaWines.com for more information. I promise you guys, you're going to love it. If you've experienced hair loss, thinning, or shredding, you're not alone. It's more common than you might assume. In fact, it's normal. Did you know that 30 million women are impacted by weakened hair? The good news is, I have a solution for you that you can trust that will actually deliver results. Enter Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through whole body health. The thing I love most about Nutrafol, besides the fact that it really works, is that they have 3 unique formulas that support women throughout different stages of life.
Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosage so you can get the most reliable results. And isn't that what it's all about? 86% of women who took part in a clinical study reported improved hair growth after just 6 months. That's right, 6 months. And I have to say, I've seen a massive difference myself. My hair changed a lot when I was pregnant, and for years I struggled. Thanks to Nutrafol, I'm finally on a good path forward. The last thing I'll say is, if you guys haven't already heard, we had an incredible episode a few months ago back with Dr. Tess Marshall from Nutrafol, who really did a deep dive into all of this and more on hair loss and thinning, which is really fascinating to understand the science behind it all. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code LIPSTICK to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK.
Hey guys, it's me, Chriselle Lim, co-founder and CMO of Boomo. As a busy working parent myself, I felt like there was a lack of options for parents, and I personally needed more support. So that's what we're doing here on Being Boomo. We're here to make your life easier, a little less stressful, and help you navigate through this complex thing called parenting. So subscribe now to Being Boomo at applepodcast.com/beingboomo or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, gotta go. See you guys soon.
I also think, you know, I did a program, oh my God, many, many moons ago, literally like 20 years ago, and I had to hike for 4, 5, 6 hours. And it was a little bit of the same routine. It was not fancy at the time. But the one thing I did learn on the hikes, it kind of made me mentally stronger. And I noticed a couple of their other men who I actually have seen on the East Coast in the past 20 plus years since I've gone. I'm like, oh my God, I remember you. You had small kids. You ran this massive company. You really do attract just as much men as you do women. And a lot of CEOs, CMOs, CFOs, very strong-minded and very willed people. Why do you think you get that clientele?
That's a good question.
I think we get these people because they're well-educated, well-informed, and their time's precious. And they know if they come to the ranch, the word of mouth is, the referral is that you'll get measurable results in a short amount of time. And if you put in the work during the week, which is basically just following our lovely staff's recommendations and come along and participate in the programming, you'll lose fat, gain muscle, you'll detox.
You lower your cholesterol. We do blood testing. And that's another, to the earlier point, it's not just weight loss that we're gauging. It's also cholesterol.
Yeah. On average, total cholesterol improves 16% in 1 week, which when our guests go back to their doctors and are retested, their doctors are blown away that that can even happen. And it's just,
I mean, food is medicine.
Food is
ultimately medicine.
Mm-hmm. I also think that those successful people, like a large portion of their success is their mental clarity, right? So if they are resetting the way, and it takes a really strong mental capacity to be able to reset. I think it takes a confidence. So intelligence is part of it, but I think that mental strength is so important because it's really easy to give up. You know, if you're like, I'm going to reset, and then like a day later, you've kind of given up.
Or like the whole world is on Ozempic. I mean, the entire United States is like, you know,
there's a shortage. Yeah.
There's an actual shortage of like, you know,
people need it. Yeah.
Again, that we digress, but what do you eat when you're at the ranch? I mean, I have your cookbook, which I'm obsessed with, called Food, 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 and it's so good. It's basically the food at the ranch.
Beautiful. But yeah.
What program do you have for your resetters?
Well, we are a plant-based program while you're at the ranch, and we grow a lot of it in our organic garden, which is amazing. It's part of the experience also when guests are there. They do garden tours, they lunch in the garden so they can learn a little bit more about food and where it comes from and the best ways to find great food and produce. So we do a plant-based program, and the food is really good, I have to say. And we do that for the purpose of the detox. And when you're eating plants, it is easier typically to digest the food. And we call it nutritionally dense, so that you're on a reduced calorie, which is 1,400 calories. But because it's nutritionally dense, it's feeding the body so well that you can have all that output with all of your movement and classes and hiking all day without being depleted.
Being depleted and feeling like you're starving.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into resetting. It's a big topic. It's a bit overwhelming. Let's break it all down. We have a lot of different areas we want to pick your brain on about resetting, but we want to see if our listeners can somehow, from the two of you, Sue and Alex, like take the ranch and be at home. For the people who can't have the experience of coming to Ojai or Malibu or Italy, how does someone recreate the ranch at home? I suggest you get the cookbook, but because it's
and
amazing.
And the greens.
I don't go a day without the greens.
The greens and granola. Amazing. You have to go on their site. They have so many. I mean, they tried to steal this back and they took it back from me and I'm going to bring it right back.
My 86-year-old mother has a ranch green smoothie every morning and she has a new boyfriend and she is on fire.
So let's talk about the greens powder. What is it?
So the greens powder, basically one scoop of greens is like 5 to 7 servings of fruit and vegetable a day. It has chlorella spirulina, which are algae from the sea. It has 17 grams of protein from organic brown rice. And then it has flaxseed in it, so you get your fiber. And so if you have a scoop of the ranch greens in a smoothie every morning, you're alkalized for the day, you're regular in your digestive tract.
It's great when you travel.
Do you put it with water, with milk, with almond milk, with coconut? What do you do?
So we particularly have it with almond milk, and then we'll throw in some berries and mint and maybe a little bit of banana because it makes it sweeter. Mm-hmm. If you just drink it with water, it
doesn't taste good.
It's earthy.
No, it's earthy, very earthy. So. You need to put a little spice in there.
Spice it up.
All right, so I'm going to kind of rapid fire us a little bit.
Okay.
Let's start with, where does one start? What is the key to having a balanced life?
Consciousness. And what I mean by that is, back to what I said earlier, when you wake up, how do you feel? How do you feel throughout the day? When you go to bed at night, it's trying to find that balance where you can feel energetic and peaceful at the same time. You still have your creativity and you feel balanced. So where to start is asking yourself those questions.
Yeah, and I see a lot of professionals and they're giving 100% or 95% to their work and 5% to their health and family. And so we're very conscious about balanced living. And what that means to me is thinking about, the amount of work you do each day, the amount of exercise, mindfulness, love to your partner and family and friends, and sleep. And you just work on that consciously every day. And it'll be different. It'll be different for different people. But even when you're traveling for business, taking time to walk in a park or walk along a river or in a mountain or even on a sidewalk if you have to, and just add those elements in so it's not just about work.
You just answered my next two questions. Is there such a thing of pushing yourself too far? I know, by the time I get too far, I'm past the too far.
too far.
Come home with us.
I know. Is it just every day being conscious and starting over?
Practice.
So, and Molly, you're super smart. So you already identified when you cross over the line. Mm-hmm. So when you get to the line, that's the new boundary. And then you have to pull back.
I'm like a crazy person. You look up Gemini, then you think there's like double people. There's like 90.
I'm Gemini rising.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm Gemini rising too.
Oh, you are too?
I'm a Leo with my rising and Gemini.
There you go. I'm
What's
Virgo.
What's your ultimate detox, and how often do you do a big detox? And what does that look like? Is that no phone? Is that no meat? Is that I'm going to work out consecutively for 5 days? Like, what is that? What if someone were to be like, I'm going to take a week of my life at home. I'm going to dive into my superpowers. What would one need to do?
Okay. So if it's at home, and I usually do mine at the ranch, not to be,
you own
not
it,
to
and
be
you're
self-promoting,
lucky and rich, but that's fine.
I think that it's taking those components. And at home, unless you're going to take the week off, you can't really mimic the entire day. Although if you can take a week off and focus on your health, you can very easily break down what we do at the ranch. And if you don't have a mountain, you just go to a park, you walk on the streets,
you got a sidewalk.
You still can do it. The cookbook, as you mentioned, the stretching, you can go online for classes. I mean, you can do yoga classes or you can go to a local yoga.
Listen, it is very hard to do any type of reset, big detox at home. But I do think, you know, I do think that's where we're going, because it just, it helps you get back on track, even if you could do it for one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if I could wake up, and again, we have, you know, 96 children between us and lives and work and husbands. But I do think it is important. Like, I went to Costa Rica a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
And it was so fun. I talked to my husband. He's not one of nature. He likes me. He's not one of me. So I talked him into going to, well, we have a place in Mexico, so we feel like we never get to go. So that's why we probably always go. But we're like, okay, we're going somewhere different. And it was so great for our family. Like, I kind of felt like it was a little bit of a detox, because we went to the concierge and we're like, we'll do everything. But literally, like, we were the Beverly Hillbillies. But it was so great, because phones really didn't work. Our camera worked. We saw sloths and jaguars and spider monkeys, and just being in nature and, like, sitting outside and, like, you know, of course, Gray complained, but he's not one with nature either. He loves pasta and he likes to watch television. But
both are good things.
Both are good things. And I could see my kids getting so excited. Like, I called Emma, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. If I told my kids, you're going to be in the car, which we're always in the car in LA, but it took us 2 hours to get to the volcano, or an hour and a half to get to the rainforest, they didn't care.
Because they're looking out the window.
We
and
played
it's
games.
New.
We learned Spanish. Like, it felt good to do something different. Mm-hmm. And I even had to push myself. I'm like, can't I just wear a great floral dress and a bikini and have a margarita?
But I think that's, like, the point. You know, it kind of leads to the next question, Molly. Like, you were talking about nature. Is there, like, a science behind the healing properties of nature? Because your ranch is obviously so much about nature.
Yes, there is. And there are more and more coming out. There are a couple just off the top of my head from Yale, Berkeley. And it is scientifically proven that being in nature reduces your blood pressure, anxiety. So it helps a lot with mental.
Yeah, depression. Flashes.
Depression. It helps with collaborating with other people. It helps with your creativity. And this is more and more scientifically studied and proven. There are a lot of articles out there that you can read.
Well, even during COVID, I mean, we had husband, three small kids. You're in a house. I mean, we're lucky because we own homes. She literally was, actually, during COVID, you had just gotten to New Jersey, and then they went upstate in New York. But, you know, I could not imagine people stuck in their apartments. Like, I do think my producer, like, Elizabeth, you're in New York City, you're stuck in an apartment. Like, that alone will drive you crazy. I can have a tendency, I think, because I'm always out and on and blah, 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 like, to not leave my home. Like, it sounds weird. I'm not. I know.
And as far as tips and balancing, so if someone wants to have a meeting, we'll have a walking meeting.
We do
a hiking meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we're interviewing, we'll meet in nature. Mm-hmm. And it's
just shaking it up. And I wanted to point out, too, when I'm hearing about your Costa Rica experience and you're like, I mean, what are we doing? We're in the car and the kids and this, and I really wanted to be drinking a margarita with, you know, my floral dress on. But you were having fun. You were having
fun. Even our guy, Marco, was like, you guys are awesome. I'm like, we kind of are. He was like, you do like weird things. I'm like, I know. But it was fun.
You were out of your comfort zone.
I really was. Okay. I'm like, I even had trouble with my outfits. I'm like, I want to look like I'm one of nature. I want the beige shirt with the khaki pants.
No one looked better on a zip line than Molly.
Thank you so much. That was Aloe. You kind of saw like the sheer happiness. My kids were on fire. Mm-hmm. And it just started like a new energy, which I have to say like was really nice.
So about having fun is we talk about detox and it becomes this sort of heavy-ish, oh my gosh, I can't do it, something you're not really looking forward to, like you look forward to going to the beach or Costa Rica and having fun. I think it's really important that we put fun into it. And I don't love the word detox personally. I like the idea of changing habits and adding things to life rather than taking things mm-hmm. away, because I think that's more sustainable. And when we're planning on enhancing our life and our health, I think we have to think of fun, and that looks different for everybody.
We're all so different. Like what I could handle on a daily basis, well, she and I are kind of the same animalistic in that way. We can handle a lot, take on a lot, manage a lot. A couple of my other friends, like, I horrify them, right? I literally, they're like, what? I don't even know. I'll talk to you, like, in a week. You know, like, that's just not there. So everyone has their, like, superpowers or what they're good at or what drives them. Mm-hmm. But I do think it is really important to have fun. And the one thing Emisha mm-hmm. and I do with our kids, we fucking have fun. We have fun.
Fun moms.
But I also, you know, taking onus, whether you're in a relationship or you're in a business or you're in a marriage, I do think it's really important, as much as we detox or we reset. Stuber and I did it at the end of the year. It was tough. There were some tough conversations that needed to be had because it affected the way he was feeling, the way I was feeling, who was handling what. So again, that reset can go just down the gamut, whether it be food, fitness, how you relate to one another, what do we want for the year? Mm-hmm. It was, and I even felt lighter at the beginning of the year because we had those conversations.
You had to make time for them.
Time,
yes,
right?
It was, and that is difficult for my families mm-hmm. specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things, being someone that lives on the East Coast where it's cold and it's not as easy to get outdoors in the winter, I do want to ask the question for all of the rest of the country that does have to suffer. What do you recommend, you know, in terms of bringing the outdoors inside? Like, how do we have fun in those colder months? How do we be one with nature when I don't want to walk outside because I'll freeze my ass off?
Well, so I'd like to answer that question and start out talking about how you can be outside, and then we'll talk about inside. So, we have a lot of guests that live in the Northeast, and I didn't understand how you couldn't go outside from December through March, say. And so last year, a friend took me hiking in Harriman State Park, and the trails were black ice. And so we put crampons on and hiking sticks, and I couldn't believe that we weren't going to slip and break our necks. And after walking for a while, then we realized, and of course, we're dressed appropriately, so you have proper layers on, but we were running on black ice, and it was actually really fun. And so crampons will get you outside, and then just having the right clothing will get you, you know, get you outside in the cold. And my personal feeling is if it's 20 degrees or warmer, that's probably great. If it's below that and windy, stay inside.
Yeah.
So to your question about staying inside, you know, for people who like to exercise with other people, you can have apps and have fitness class and yoga class.
Well, you're doing Tracy Anderson. I mean, she's other, I'm like, I'm on the treadmill. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I just finished Tracy Anderson. I'm like, so proud of you.
Yeah. That's a great example of just making the best of being inside in the winter.
I barely walk my dog. I like let him out in the backyard. Like, here you go.
Go. Bear. Yeah. I said before, I grew up in Michigan. It gets really cold. And my parents made us go outside. I mean, it didn't matter unless it was, you know, 30 below. And we dressed and they were like, you just have to go outside. That's just your choice. You can, you know, make a snow fort with the dog. You can cross country. You have to go outside for X amount of time a day. And of course, we didn't want to go. But once we were out there, it's so empowering. And then you come back in and you feel like, ah, that was amazing. And I'm refreshed. And I'm not saying it's easy when it's really cold, but if you can just do something small and get fresh air and be outside, it really does make you feel better.
I agree. Let's talk about the dirty double word, digital detox.
I need to do that.
I need to do that.
Everybody needs to do that. Everybody.
Can you give us a few tips?
Do you know how bad I am? I'm going to tell you how bad I am. I find myself tapping random things. I tapped my book the other day.
I'm driving Stuber's truck this morning. I'm like tapping shit on the thing. I'm like, what is happening?
A book. A real book. I was like,
Do you do this too? Trying to make it bigger?
No, I just tap. I was trying to bring my book to life. I don't.
That is funny.
Okay, so carve out some time and put your phone in a drawer in another room. Certainly don't go to bed with your devices next to your
bed. I don't even leave it in my room.
Guilty.
Don't even have it in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And fall asleep with it.
And for that time you're hiking in nature, leave your phone at home.
I leave my phone a lot.
Yeah.
And I know you have kids, which you're thinking about that part.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I can't do that. What if something happens? I have to say, like, being outside, we're on a podcast, but I really enjoyed listening to a book or a podcast. That's the one thing. If you're the listeners, listen to Lipstick on the Rim. It is fabulous. No,
when you're walking and hiking
in nature, don't put down your phone. Listen to us. No, but
you need an Apple Watch. Are you against a watch? Because then you're always connected.
I personally don't like the Apple Watches. I question too, like having a device on your skin all the time. I don't think it's great, and I do think it's, you know, you're constant. It's like part of you. Not that you shouldn't ever not wear one, but it's, again, being conscious of, you got to practice in little spurts, just not having a device of any kind with you. And I know the kid thing is important, but I grew up and no one had devices. I think we get a little over-crazed about it. It's good for them to figure things out.
No, I know. I'm working on that with my therapist. Trust me. I know. It's good for them that I can't see them and touch them and... We're going to go to college one day. Okay. We know at the Ranch you serve a very restricted meal plan, consistently only of plant-based. What is your outlook on diet generally? So let's start with, what foods should we be eating at all time?
Vegetables and fruits. I like to say, eat real food.
Mm.
Stay away from anything, you know, overly packaged, processed. Real food. If you can think, eat real food and try to balance it towards plant-based food, you can still eat the things that you love that you don't want to give up. Just try to stay away from the overly processed foods.
Well, and the healthiest food in a grocery store is on the sides.
Yeah.
So if you think
never
about
down
it,
the middle.
It's not.
Say that again.
Stay out of the aisles. Hike on the edges of the grocery store. That's where
he's
all
even
the,
hiking in the grocery store.
That's hike.
I love
shopping. Hike in the grocery store.
But, the square, but it, the outside.
The outside. Oh, think about it.
That's where all
it's
the real food is.
Vegetables and
fruits and vegetables. And then, you know, there's a bakery. So, you know, you get your whole
fresh
grains.
Bread. Mm-hmm.
And then you decide, you know, how much meat, fish, chicken you'll eat. That's usually in the back. But all the aisles, the shortcuts have all the processed food. So stay on the edges.
Do you eat meat in?
Yeah, now, that was my question. Was Mike and I keep thinking about cutting out meat. So.
I've never liked meat, even as a kid. It's not hard for me. So I don't eat meat. I don't like chicken. I eat some fish. And I always say, too, that if someone's going to cook me a meal, I'm happy to eat. Someone put their heart into it, their effort into it. I'm happy to eat what someone's lovingly providing for me. I'm not 100% super strict. So
yeah, I'm originally from Texas. So I was taught that if meat wasn't in the dish, then it wasn't a meal. It was an appetizer. And since, you know, for the last 35 years, I just know that eating more plants and nuts and legumes is better. So my default might be fish. And on a rare occasion, it could be chicken or meat.
I love meat. I know it's bad. I'm O negative.
It's a blood habit.
I genuinely, listen, I've tried it all, especially as a model, like macrobiotic, vegan, vegetarian, like I've done everything. But I do enjoy, I feel like I have more energy. It's less caloric, and this is probably all made up in my head, but then I do love vegetables. So I love salads, and I love sweet potatoes mm-hmm. and yams and
the balance.
It's
well, and we would never say to our guests, mm-hmm. we don't say stop doing it. Mm-mm. Just do it less.
Or add more. The minute you add more vegetables, fruits or grains, the net, you're reducing perhaps the portion of meat, and you're still mm-hmm. getting that boost that you said. It makes you feel better. So you have to listen to that. And I always call it the happiness quotient. Like, if we're going to maintain a healthy lifestyle, you can't take away things that you love forever.
Like meatless Mondays. Like you can mm-hmm. just do that.
Taco Tuesdays. What food should we avoid at all costs?
Processed.
Anything processed.
There's not a lot of nutrition in it. And
I have a cracker addiction. I know it sounds
you can
weird.
Get good crackers, though.
They're healthy crackers.
I have healthy yeah. crackers. Yeah. I just feel like I have a healthy cracker addiction because I do. I can eat like the entire.
I do,
like,
too. I can eat the box.
I can eat the box. Like, there is nothing better than like hummus, chickpeas, a little bit of olive oil.
Yeah.
Topsy's cracker.
So, oh, my God. The top seeds. If you guys have the top seeds, we have them on like a rotating subscription.
So good. They're so good.
So I love crackers too, and I like dipping them and everything. Dip. And so Sue will get vegetables, and then I'll slice carrots thinly or cucumbers thinly or zucchini thinly and try to pretend that's my new cracker.
I know, I'm going to.
And it helps.
That is a really good.
Avocado dressing in your recipe as a dip.
Oh, that's
just
good.
Just to your people, your avocado dressing as a veggie dip. Did it over New Year's.
All right. I love to hear that.
Not wanting to be really healthy, but just have you tried the bitchin' sauce?
So good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
You guys.
I mean, it is crazy good, I have to say.
It's cool. I don't know what's in it and how it's made. And I think it's really pretty
it's
healthy.
It's almond-based.
It's almond-based, yeah. I believe. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And now they have all those flavors.
They have so many.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a little fact or fiction. Room temperature water is better for your system than cold water.
Room temperature is definitely better for
your
body.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, 100%.
Fact.
Fact. Oh. Fact. Now, cold plunging is good for your body, but don't put it inside.
Drinking lemon water first thing in the morning will improve your digestion.
Absolutely.
Fact.
Fact. It flushes the toxins that your liver is pushing out in the night. And it helps alkalize you. It's brilliant.
Do enzymes work?
Yes.
Positive affirmations can change your life?
100%. Sorry.
Listen to
Sorry.
You. Miss Optimistic here. Wow.
Listen, I have to say yes. that is probably the one thing, like how you look at a situation. We are dedicating an episode on the power of positivity and happiness. And how if you think about mm-hmm. the amount of times you have to drive and drop your kids off, if you look at that same number and you realize you're like, oh, I only have 352 times less, you might look at it a little differently.
So in my, I have a very positive head. And so that's
very.
Like 352 opportunities to connect with your children and teach them those lessons that you don't get to once they leave home when they're 18 or 19.
Like, I argue with some of my friends. I'm like, how do you send them away to fucking camp? Like, how do you send them? It's the East Coast. I know. 9 weeks, whatever. But I'm like, how? It teaches them so much. They have lifetime memories. Yeah. They're better people. They, like, know how to bathe themselves.
Be independent.
I know.
My six-year-old still sleeps in bed with me.
Molly,
she is not
your friends are right about that.
I know.
It's like teaching the birds to fledge.
I know.
Right? So they can fly.
My birds are still on the ground. Dry brushing, which I have to say I do. Does it improve your circulation?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. It's great for your lymphatic system. And it also can help with skin texture.
Okay. This is one where, so I had pineapple this morning. I have to tell you because I drink my calories, but I do love fruit. Like I had so much fruit in Costa Rica. Should all of us lower our fruit intake as it's considered a high sugar food?
No, not everybody. I think I don't like to say it's all or nothing ever. Fruit is good. It does have sugar. It's about balancing it. And everyone's slightly different. So you don't want to just eat fruit all day. You want to balance it also with vegetables and grains. But I think eating fruit is great.
Yeah. Most people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. And the fruit has natural sugar, not processed sugar. So I don't know scientifically when you tip over and have too much fruit. So I would just keep eating it.
I think pineapple, from what I've heard, actually, someone once told me, might be true fiction, but it aids in weight loss.
I don't know.
There's enzymes in it that help with
weight
loss.
It has bromelain, which is good. It's like sort of an anti-inflammatory. It's pineapple is a big anti-inflammatory.
What are three actionable lifestyle tweaks we can all be making in our lives?
Walk more with people you love.
Mm.
Sleep more. And back to your positive affirmations.
Yes. Positive affirmations.
What are some of the tricks people can do to unwind and to sleep better and feel like they've got a good night's sleep?
Get rid of your devices at least an hour before bed.
And dim the lights.
Dim the lights.
Dimming the lights in your home. We've noticed, well, homes can be too bright. So, and especially with children, if you want to bring the energy level down, dim the lights, light candles at dinner, and just let the sound kind of fade, and that helps everybody prepare for
and
sleep.
We could be married, Alex. Yeah. I could be married to you. I love a dimmer. Everything in my house is a dimmer.
Oh, yeah.
I love a dimmer.
Yeah.
I love a dimmer.
I know.
It does make a difference.
Big category, supplements.
Hmm.
We have your greens powder. What are some absolute supplements that everyone should take?
That's a good question. I get my blood work done so that I can be very exacting on what supplements I need. So I do recommend getting your blood work done to see where you're low. Some people are low in things that they have no idea. Some people are low in D, which came out
recently. I just got my blood work done. I'm low in D.
Yeah. So there you go. And it surprises people. So I like to get my blood work done and then it shows me exactly what I need. And I mean, that's what I recommend because then you know what you need.
Well, and if you're low in D, you should have your podcast in a park.
Yes, exactly.
While drinking, which leads me to our favorite topic. Do you drink alcohol?
Yep.
Thank
you. Oh,
God.
I love you.
I love wine.
I love you.
I love wine. We're just like normal people.
We've done so many amazing podcasts. So we did Starla Wines a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the idea of sober curiosity to dry farm wines about lower sugar, more organic. Oh, we love it. I mean, we love learning and knowing and trying. And
I saw that you're opening in Hudson Valley at some point. Because when is that happening for us East Coast folk?
Yeah, Hudson Valley is opening late 23, early 24.
Oh,
and
so
it's
soon.
And it's right next to Tuxedo Park. It's like 45
really
minutes from Manhattan.
It's beautiful.
It. Okay, we're going to do a little rapid fire. So you're going to go first. Fill in the blank. You feel most zen when?
In nature.
You took mine. Yeah, in the mountains.
You can decompress the most when you're where?
In nature.
Sorry, in nature, in the mountains.
What's your biggest vice?
Ugh, eating too fast.
Mine too.
Ugh, I just like,
I can scarf.
Yeah, me too.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies and cookie dough.
I love cookie dough. Don't judge me. And I know it's like got raw eggs in it, but I know.
Like no, my mom.
Like I'll just cut it and hand it to them. That's disgusting.
No, my connection with my mom was eating the cookie dough on the counter.
Oh my God. I mean, I can just
see.
My mom would let me lick the batter.
Yeah.
She, God, I miss you, Big Mama. She made the best. I mean, she made everything from scratch. Like, what's your superpower?
Sue and I were talking about this the other day, and mine is connecting people. So meeting someone who has a unique ability, someone else who has another unique ability. And when you put the two together, one and one equals infinity.
And he is really good. He's a mentor to so many kids and so many people. So mine, I would say, is empathy. I feel that I connect with people on a really empathetic level. naturally. It's just something that comes natural to me.
Go-to cocktail.
Oh, white wine.
Well, it used to be Sue's Martini.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
big
Sue's
there's
Martini.
A big story behind that one, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I just have them less.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
People talking on their cell phone in amongst groups and on, you know, when you're sitting on a plane getting ready to take off and people just talking on their cell phones.
I talk low, Sue.
That
I
helps.
Like whisper. I'm like,
she's usually talking to me, so it's okay.
Michelle, I'm about to take off. All right, I'll call you. Or no, I'll text you.
Yeah, but I hate
what is one?
Oh, can I answer that question?
Yes.
My biggest pet peeve are, and it kind of goes to the management of the companies, but people who are in the service business that aren't kind to their customer
or their staff.
Yeah.
I love people being kind. I witnessed this woman. I know it's going to sound weird, but I was in Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was a low moment last week. But Brooks had never, he'd never gone in. He always wanted to, and I'm from
Colonel.
Kentucky. Colonel Sanders had to meet him. There was this woman and she was waiting. I mean, it was supposed to be delivered and it wasn't delivered. And this sweet little girl, I mean, she fucking bitched her out. And I almost went back. But I had Brooks with me and I wanted to say, get out, get out, like just get out. Right. She was so unbelievably rude and it had got mixed up. It was just a moment and I wished I had of and I probably could have had a great lesson with Brooks, but I didn't want the confrontation. I didn't want the bad energy, but it was so bad and so awful.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, there's a really kind way to approach that situation and maybe help that person who's raging come down and see things differently. Because, yeah, it's inexcusable to me when people treat other people like that.
You can just say, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like you're having a really bad day.
We have kids in sports and it's interesting to watch parents. And like there was a lunatic mom last weekend. And I'm like, if I were to film you and send it to you, you would die. People don't realize what they look like, what they sound like. I know that's a whole other episode. Okay, but before we go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, Alec, what would it be?
Wow, that's an amazing question. Look in the mirror and be kind to yourself.
Now you took mine. We've lived together a long, long time. I agree, though. I think being kind to yourself is really important. And I think most of us aren't kind enough to ourselves.
I was going to ask this earlier, but you guys actually just answered it right now. How do you two work? So how do you guys work together? But it's evident that being married and working together, you guys are seamless. I mean, it's rare. I don't know that I could work.
No, this is
I thought you were high-fiving
no,
me.
No, this is so I can go first.
I love him dearly, but you answered that right there, you there it is.
So we have this, I have this kind of stupid joke that I tell people who are engaged, getting married, and they ask that question. So we've been together like 35 years and been married almost 32. And so I just kind of jokingly say that when you get married and you sign the marriage certificate, the man's tendering 1% of his voting stock in the relationship. So the woman always breaks the tie.
There you go.
There you go. Imisha and I are going to be kind to ourselves in Malibu at the ranch. Actually, Yay. We might yes. even be kinder and go to Italy.
Yeah,
where
Italy,
in Italy?
It's amazing.
I know. Ashley Margolis. Do you still work with Ash?
Oh, yeah, yes,
we love
her.
I was with her last night. Ash, love you. I'm so proud of you.
Ashley, we love you too.
We love you too,
listen
Ashley.
To my advice on what I think you should do. But she said it's unbelievable.
It's I think it's a must. It's extraordinary. And it's just south of Rome, about an hour, in an area called Fuji. And you hike the Apennine Mountains, and it is stunning. The hikes are beyond.
Do you get to eat pasta?
Well,
our version of pasta.
Our version of pasta, which is delicious.
Yeah. Our spin on Italian food there, it's amazing. We have a 3-star Michelin chef, and he's making our version
our
of
version.
Everything you love.
Molly, we deserve a really good summer this
we
year.
We do. We're crushed. Okay,
So just a little note. 4 years ago, when I was trying to like pretend like I could cook, I got one of your chefs. Somehow someone knew them she had just been there. And she taught a cooking class.
Oh.
And my friend hosted it. It was so fun and good. And I could never recreate it or make it, but it was awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Yay.
You got to fun.
They have a great, it's called Food, Food, Food All Day, Every Day from the Ranch Malibu. It is an incredible, nutritious, and it gives you great ideas. Everything is plant-based, appetizers, salads to desserts. Incredible products. You guys are amazing. You got to follow the Ranch Malibu. I mean, I have to say, you were named in 2022 the number one world's best domestic spa by Travel and Leisure and voted 2020, 2021, and 2022 as the number one destination spa in the United States. I'm fucking coming. we are coming.
We are coming.
You both are so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And I just, coming from Texas and the mortgage business and the real, like, to what you've become and created. And I think, you know, you give people hope in a different kind of way. And you make them look at their lives differently, which is, you know.
You also give them camp, yeah, apparently, which we're all signed up for.
We want to go to adult camp. We love you guys. Just wanted to give a really good shout out that it's going to be a great year. And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.